I'm Rob, and I'd like to introduce my wife, Iris, and our daughter, Stephanie, and our son, Peter, and our daughter, Marissa. And we have a friend visiting with us who's also working, whose parents work in Afghanistan, Ellie.
Okay. 我想介绍一下我的名字叫 Robert, 这是我的太太 Iris, 然后我的儿子女儿是 Stephanie, 还有儿子 Peter, 还有 Marissa, 还有另外一个在阿富汗宣教的一个姐妹的一个孩子叫 Ali, 也在这里。
Know Hua through her sister Aljin and her husband Jim.
我们跟欧华他们认识是通过我跟他们的姐姐欧锦还有他的先生 Jim 这样认识的。
We've worked in Afghanistan since 1992 until 2012.
我们在阿富汗从1992年一直工作到2012年。
As Christian workers, missionaries, though we don't use that term there.
作为基督徒的那个 missionary 呢，我们在那里的国家，我们不称这个宣教士这个名称。
We came back in 2012 to settle in Wenham, Massachusetts.
我们是2012年回到麻省定居。
And I'm currently a part-time student at Gordon-Conwell.
我现在呢，在那个戈登康沃尔的那个神学院做半工半读。
So actually, I'll just pray for us and then we'll begin. Okay.
我们来祷告。
Our Father in heaven, thank you for this day and thank you for this time we can be together. And I just give you the glory in Jesus' name.
主啊，我们谢谢你今天让我们在这里聚集，我们愿意把一切的荣耀都归给你，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Amen. Well, what we're going to be looking at today, you've already read John 4.
我们今天是看这个经文第约翰福音第四章，我们已经读过了。
I like this passage because even though it's a lot of detail, it has a lot of good insights.
我喜欢这个这一段的经文，因为它有很多的就是 insights， 有很多的见解，有很多的深度的东西，也有很多的内容。
At the end, we're going to see, hopefully, and during Sunday school, how this applies to work among Muslims.
希望在主日学的时候，我们能够借这一段来告诉大家，怎么样把这些事落实在跟穆斯林的宣教工作当中。
There are two things that I really want to focus on today.
今天我们要定规在两件事情上，注重两件事。
First is that Jesus was taking the disciples into Samaria for ministry.
首先第一条呢，是耶稣呢是带他的门徒到撒玛利亚去做神的事工。
And secondly, to teach the disciples about themselves.
然后第二点是来教导他的门徒关于他自己的事。
Sometimes the greatest harvest of spiritual life comes in unlikely places.
很多的时候，在很多的时候，属灵上的收获在一些非常觉得不可能的地方。
So Jesus was showing the disciples why they couldn't see it.
神耶稣基督对那个他的门徒来说，为什么他们没有看见这一点
？So as I'm calling this the unexpected harvest.
所以我在这里讲到是说，好像似乎是看觉不太可能的收获。
There's a lot that is unexpected in these verses.
在这里面有很多都在这些章节当中。
So first of all, we're going to say why was Jesus going through Samaria?
首先，我们来想想耶稣基督为什么要经过撒玛利亚。
Jesus had been in Jerusalem, and there was successful ministry going on there.
耶稣基督当时在耶路撒冷呢，他的那个事工非常的有成就。
And so he wanted to travel back north to Galilee.
所以他就想从到北边去，到加利利去。
Now the normal route for most Jews.
对很多的犹太人最常走的一条路是。
Because the Samaritans were a people they fought with.
因为撒玛利亚人呢和犹太人经常有一些争吵征战。
They would cross the River Jordan and go on the east side of the Jordan.
他们会在耶路撒冷经过约旦河，从约旦河东往上走。
And then cross back over the river to come into Galilee.
然后再过了约旦河，再进入加利利。
Because they were enemies.
因为他们是敌人。
They had a long history of calling, well, of violence between each other.
他们当中有很长的一段历史当中呢，经常彼此会有就是征战。
So, but Jesus takes the disciples straight through to Galilee.
但是耶稣基督呢，是把他们直接带到，直接通过撒玛利亚到了加利利。
So this is the first unexpected thing. The disciples were not expecting this.
所以这件首先这一点呢是非常没有预期料当中的，门徒没有这样的预料。
So they reach the city of Sychar and they leave Jesus at the well.
他们呢在他们到了一个撒玛利亚的一座城名叫叙加，他们就把耶稣基督就留在那个叙加的井边。
I'm not sure why they left Jesus alone except that they were going to get lunch.
我不知道他们为什么会把耶稣基督独自留在井边，自己到城里去买食物。
I'm not sure why it takes 12 people to go get lunch.
我也不知道为什么需要12个人去买食物。
And you leave Jesus alone at a well.
然后让耶稣基督一个人留在井边。
I think it's because they were afraid and they needed 12 to feel safe.
也许我觉得大概他们是不是觉得说他们觉得不是很安全到撒玛利亚人，所以要十二个人在一起才觉得有点安全。
But Jesus is going to show them something, when they get back.
但是耶稣基督呢，当他们回来的时候要向他们显示一些事情。
And what he's showing us is how we can, find a harvest sometimes.
他让他们要他向他们显现的是说，对我们说也是，对我们来说，就是在什么时候会发现一些收获的庄稼。
This is the model for ministry for many missionaries, we'll say.
对很多的宣教士来说，这样是的，这耶稣基督的这样的一个方式是很大的一个模型。
And it starts with something very unexpected by Jesus.
Say it again.
It starts with Jesus doing something that is we would not expect Jesus to do.
首先这样的这个模式呢，首先是以耶稣基督以一种很不正规的一种方式来进行的。
Jesus is the Lord of the universe. He created everything, and yet he's thirsty.
耶稣基督是世界之主，但是他创造了一切，但是他却渴了。
He could have created water if he wanted to, but he made himself vulnerable to this woman.
他可以在这个时候有任何的一种神迹奇事来给自己打水喝，但是他这个时候向这个撒玛利亚妇人显示了他的这个软弱的一点，就是他向他要水喝。
This is about noontime, so the woman is coming at an unusual hour.
这个时候呢，正好是中午的时候，那么这个撒玛利亚妇人来的时候呢，也是一个非常不寻常的时候来打水喝。
And he uses vulnerability to start a conversation.
他用他自己的一个需要的一个点来开始一个对话。
He needs something.
他需要一些东西。
He's thirsty and he's using the objects in front of him to teach spiritual truth.
他需要水喝，然后他就用非常寻常的东西来开始他那个属灵的对话。
He's testing to see if she is a spiritually interested person.
他首先来试验一下这个夫人是不是对属灵的事情有一些兴趣。
He uses the water as a metaphor for spiritual life.
他用水来作为这个属灵生活的一个比喻。
And she is confused, but she thinks it's the real water that he's talking about.
这个妇人呢有一点迷惑，她认为呢耶稣所谈的这个水呢就是真实意义上的这个水。
But he quickly turns it into the spiritual water that he's offering.
但是耶稣很快，一下子很快就把这个实际意义上的水呢，变成了一个属灵意义上的水。
Now he's doing this in a place that is a historical place.
他在这个地方谈到的这个水呢，是在一个非常有历史意义的一个地方。
The land of Samaria is a region of mixed ethnic and religious groups.
在这个撒玛利亚这个地方呢，有很多的一些就是混种的、混血的人。
So the Samaritans are considered almost half Jew but half pagan or non-Jew.
撒玛利亚人呢被称为就是说一半是犹太人，一半是外邦人。
They believed in one God.
他们相信一个神。
And they kept, they held that the first five books of the Bible, the Pentateuch, are the only books that came from God.
他们只相信摩西五经。
And so they, so the Jews, they rejected the rest of the, what we consider the Old Testament.
他们把其他的旧约的书呢，全部就是否定了。
But they, in that area is this well that the patriarch Jacob had dug.
但是呢在这个地方在就是撒玛利亚叙加这个地方有雅各当时打的一个井。
So Jesus is aware of this whole history of that they're enemies.
耶稣基督知道他们就是作为犹太人的敌人呢他们这个地方所拥有的所有的历史的事实。
So he's found some common ground, literally, in the earth between the Samaritans and the Jews.
所以他在这个地上呢，他在这个地界上面就找到了跟撒玛利亚人和犹太人之间相通的一点，就是这个叙加的井。
This is interesting because the first thing he focuses on is her.
非常有趣的是，他最大的首先注意到的是这个人，是这个夫人。
He doesn't.Attack, or he doesn't start with her religion or her ethnicity or anything about her people.
他没有首先来攻击这个他这个妇人他们所相信的这个宗教和他们的信仰。
He focuses on her sin.
他首先来注重到这个妇人的罪。
And there's probably no one more not expecting this than her.
也许没有任何其他的人对这个事这么样的有期待。
The biggest obstacle to her coming to know God is her sin at that point.
在她跟神之间的在这个夫人和神之间最大的障碍就是她自己的罪。
And very unexpectedly, Jesus reveals her sin.
非常没有被预料到的就是耶稣呢就是显示了她的罪，揭露了她的罪。
She's had five husbands.
她有五个丈夫。
And by every measure of Samaritan religion and Jewish religion, even then you could only have three.
无论是犹太教还是或者是撒玛利亚的所信仰的，最多的话只能有三个丈夫。
And the fact that she's coming to the well at noon, when very few others are going to be there.
就是这样的一个事实，就是当他来到井边，在中午没有人打水的时候来井边的这个事实。
She's either avoiding people or people are avoiding her.
要么是他就是来避免看到其他人，或者是别人不愿意见到他。
It probably has to do with her reputation in that village.
也许是因为他在那个村庄里面他的名声。
But this is the unexpected person that Jesus is going to use.
但是神就是要耶稣就是要用这样一个好像看上去期望不太大的人。
So her the next thing he's going to focus on is after he's showed her sin.
下一个就是当耶稣就是来揭露他的罪以后呢，来开始要显示的一件事。
She doesn't object.She doesn't disagree with him that this is her sin.
这个妇人呢没有拒绝，没有否认她自己的罪。
She may be surprised, but she doesn't disagree with him.
这个妇人呢，也撒玛利亚妇人呢，也许有点惊讶、惊奇，但是呢，她没有否认自己的罪。
So she tries to turn the conversation to something about the religion.
所以呢他就试图呢就试着就是想把他的这个话题转到信仰方面宗教方面。
So she begins by recognizing as a prophet.
所以他就对他说说好像转到一个话题说看上去你好像像一个先知。
And then she gets into the controversy of what is the right place to worship God.
然后呢就进入到一个有争论的话题就是说应该在哪一个地方来敬拜神。
And this is where he pulls apart the two main pillars of her religion.
在这个时候他就是从他的两个他的信仰的两个柱石当中开始有点往后退。
He tells her that that the proper place of worship is in Jerusalem.
他说, well, 我, 应该是在耶路撒冷敬拜。
But this is not going to be important very much longer.
但是在这里呢, 这里并不是特别重要。
But he does correct her on that.
但是耶稣呢, 在这里, 纠正了这个夫人。
The Samaritans had their own temple where they considered that is the proper place to worship God.
撒玛利亚人在他们, 所认为真实的一个, 敬拜的地方, 有他们自己的, 殿堂来敬拜。
And then secondly, he begins to address the other main part of her religious belief.
然后耶稣第二呢, 耶稣又来开始来针对他, 夫人所信的一些, 他的那个, 信仰点来开始来讲。
He says, you Samaritans worship what you do not know, we worship what we do know.
他说你们撒玛利亚人不知道你们所, 敬拜的是什么, 但是我们所拜的我们知道。
There's something lacking in her knowledge about of the worship of the God.
在, 撒玛利亚妇人的信仰当中, 她, 对, 神的信仰有些地方是缺失的, 缺乏的。
But he tells her that it's soon that God is going to be the time has come when true worshipers worship the Father in spirit and truth.
耶稣对他说,时候将到,如今就是了,那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他。She
may have the right spirit to want to worship the one God, but she doesn't know the truth.
也许这个妇人对, 神想要真正的来办他, 但是他没有那个心灵和诚实, 不知道怎么以合适的方式来拜他。And
she then turns it to recognize him that, well, she mentions that there is a Messiah, the person whom they had been expecting.
然后妇人就说, 我知道弥赛亚要来了。But
the kind of Messiah they are expecting was based only in the books of Moses.
但是他们妇, 撒玛利亚人所, 盼望的这个弥赛亚来的是, 只是存在于这个摩西五经当中的。They
were expecting a teacher who would teach them the righteousness.
他们只是来盼望, 就是来一个, 教师来教导他们关于, 公义的事。
So Jesus makes a very, very unexpected, declaration to her.
但是神在这里又给他讲到一个让他觉得非常惊奇的一个显示,
He 宣告。 He makes the clearest declaration, except at his trial, that he is the Messiah.
他在这个, 就是在这里他做了一个, 只有他在受刑的时候做的一个, 宣告, 就是他是弥赛亚。
He declares, I who speak to you am he, the Messiah.
他对夫人说, 这和你说话的就是他。
Just at that time, she was not expecting this.
在这个时候呢, 这个夫人亚, 撒玛利亚夫人非常的没有, 就是预期这件事。
And just as she is so amazed, the disciples start to return.
就像他非常惊奇的这样的时候呢, 这个门徒就开始回来了。
He isn't able to explain anything else.
他没有对他们来, 解释所有其他的事。
And she leaves her bucket there and goes back to the village.
那个夫人就留下水罐子往城里去了。
Next is the disciples.
在下面一个呢, 就是门徒们。
So the disciples come back and they're surprised that why is Jesus talking not just to a Samaritan, but a Samaritan woman?
这些门徒回来以后呢, 他们非常惊奇, 为什么, 耶稣没有跟, 不是仅仅是, 不是只单单会跟一个撒玛利亚人说话, 而是一个撒玛利亚夫人。
Normally Jewish religious teachers would not speak to women publicly.
一般性来说, 犹太人的, 那个教师的话, 不会在公共场合对一个, 就是, 跟一个夫人说话。
And it's unexpected, well, to the disciples, it's a surprise that Jesus is talking even to a Samaritan, let alone a woman.
然后在这里呢, 门徒非常惊奇的是, 他不仅仅跟撒玛利亚人说话, 而且是这个撒玛利亚人是个妇人。
And the disciples would be even more surprised if they knew her background,
然后这个撒玛啊，这些门徒呢，如果对这个撒玛利亚妇人的背景知道得更清楚的话，他们就会更惊奇。
So they're kind of awkward.
所以这个时候呢，就觉得非常尴尬。
And so they start to bring the conversation back to food.
所以他们就开始又讲到食物的事。
They don't want to even tell Jesus what they're thinking.
他们跟这个时候其实更不想让耶稣知道他们心里面在想什么。
But again, this is the, now the main focus is on the disciples and Jesus teaching them.
然后这个时候呢，耶稣来针对门徒来教导他们。
Suddenly, he's not interested in food anymore.
这个时候呢，耶稣对食物没有兴趣。
We never know if he even got a drink of water from her.
我们也不知道这个撒玛利亚妇人到底有没有给耶稣一口水喝。
And he tells the disciples that I have food to eat that you know nothing about.
耶稣说我有食物吃是你们不知道的。
And they still don't understand what he's talking about.
门徒还是不知道他到底在说什么。
He says there's something more important than eating.
他们说是不是对食物有比食物更重要的东西呢？
It's to do the will of him who sent me and finish his work.
耶稣说我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。
Earlier, Jesus was teaching his disciples about how to do what we call evangelism.
在这之前呢，耶稣基督呢在教导门徒，怎么样来宣教。
From Luke 10.
在路加福音第十章。
Maybe you can read Luke 10, 1 to 11.
Yeah. 路加福音第十章一到十一节，这事以后，主又设立七十个人，差遣他们两个两个的，在他们前面往自己所要到的各城各地方去，就对他们说，要收的庄稼多，受做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。你们去吧，我差你们出去如同羊羔进入狼群，不要带钱囊，不要带口袋，不要带鞋，在路上也不要问人的安。无论进哪一家，先要说愿这一家平安，那里若有当得平安的人，你们所求的平安就临到那家，不然就归于你们了。你们要住在那家，吃喝他们所供给的，因为工人做工价是应当得工价是应当的，不要从这家搬到那家。无论进哪一城，人若接待你们，给你们摆上什么，你们就吃什么。要医治那城里的病人，对他们说，神的国临近你们了。无论进哪一城，人若不接待你们，你们就到街上去说，就是你们城里的尘土粘在我们的脚上，我们也当着你们擦去。虽然如此，你们该知道神的国临近了。
So this is a very basic template of how to do ministry.
这是一个非常，刚才所读的这段经文是非常简单的一个怎么样做神的事工的一个样板。
But the disciples didn't know this was a lesson today that they were having.
但是门徒对他们今天所学的呢，不知道是耶稣在给他们教导他们上课。
He was showing them there is a harvest here right in front of you.
他是对他们说，在你们面前就有一个要收获的庄稼。
But they were still slow to see it.
但是门徒还是非常对这件事非常缓慢，了解非常缓慢。
So the woman goes into the village.
那些这个夫人呢就进了他们的城里，撒玛利亚城。
And she tells everyone in the village, come see a man.
她告诉所有他们城里的人说，来看这个人。
Who told me everything I ever did.
她说她将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。
Just that very, very brief part of her story.
就在这简短的这段时光当中。
She identified that he had put his finger on the very thing that was unique to her.
这个夫人呢就把对她来说非常特殊的事给大家说出来。
The only thing he'd revealed about her was her sin of having five husbands.
她唯一没有说的就是她的罪，她的没有显示出来就是她有五个丈夫的这件事。
But to her, that was her whole life.
但是对他来说，这是他所有的生活。
And he had already dealt with that.
但是神已经 就是已经讲到了他这个怕触及到他的这个生活。
So the whole village comes out to see him.
所有的城里的人都来看耶稣。
And what began as a lunch stop,
开始的时候只是一个就是要吃中饭的这个时间。
Turned into 2 days of spiritual harvest.
变成了两天的收灵里面的收获的时间。
And so they stayed for 2 whole days.
他们在那里住下住了两天。
And it says in verse 42, the villager said, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves."
在这里呢，这些城里的人就对他们，因为他耶稣住了两天，他就对他们说，现在我们信不是因为你的话，是我们亲自听见了。
And we know that this man really is the savior of the world.
知道这个真是这个人真是救世主。
So we've had.An unexpected trip.
我们在这里有一个非常就是没有期望到的一个旅程。
To an unexpected place.
到一个非常没有可能，就是没有期望到去的一个地方。
Where Jesus meets an unlikely woman.
在这里，耶稣碰到一个没有预期到的一个妇人。
And he, to her surprise, ministers to her.
对他来对这个妇人来说非常惊奇，就是耶稣来对他侍奉他。
And then suddenly there's an unexpected response.
在这里也有一个没有期望到的一个反应。
The question is, would the disciples have seen it without Jesus?
问题就是说，门徒如果没有耶稣的话，能不能看到这一点？
The disciples being good Jews.
这些门徒呢都是非常好的犹太人。
Probably had prejudice.
也许他们有很多的也有一些就是偏见。
Against the Samaritans.
对那个撒玛利亚人有偏见。
They had probably just wanted to get lunch and get out of there quickly.
他们也许只是想在那里拿了买了饭以后吃了中饭就走。
But Jesus was showing them that their attitude was what was keeping them from seeing the harvest.
但是耶稣向他们告诉他们说，他们的态度要使得他们看不见要收的庄稼。
But in this story, it is God who does the sowing.
但是在这个故事当中，在这个情节当中，神是就是撒种的。
And it is God who does the watering.
神也是做那个浇水的工作的。
But the disciples are going to enjoy the harvesting.
那个门徒呢是做了这些就是收获的这些工作。
They didn't have to do anything.
他们不需要做一切。
He tells them that they're used to waiting for harvest to come. They're in the habit of waiting for a harvest.
他们就是一直门徒们就是一直在等待着。就是收获季节来到，收获的庄稼熟了。
So in this case, they were waiting. They didn't know this. The waiting was done.
但是他们不知道说这个等待的时间已经结束了。
But Jesus has to open their eyes to show them now the harvest is ready.
在这里，耶稣基督要打开他们的眼睛，对他们说：“看啊，庄稼已经熟了。”
The lesson for us is.
今天对我们来说我们所学到的是什么呢
?First, that sometimes we have to walk with Jesus into places we don't want to go.
有一点就是说有时候也许我们要跟着耶稣到一些我们不愿意去的地方。
We might be uncomfortable.
也许我们觉得我们不舒服。
We might be among enemies.
也许我们是在敌人当中。
But God,loves them just as much as us.
但是神对他们的爱跟对我们的爱是一样的。
And that if we recognize there is a spiritual response,
如果他们意识到对神会有这样一个属灵的反应的时候
then we need to stop what we're doing and harvest.
然后我们就应该停止我们现在所做的来去收获。
Because this,is a harvest God has prepared we didn't have to work for.
因为这是我们所没有劳累的但是神已经预备的收获。
In this story, the woman is the woman of peace, or not the man of peace.
在这个故事当中，这个撒玛利亚人是这个撒玛利亚人是这个平安的夫人，传平安福音的夫人。
She opened the door to the whole village.
她把这个门向全村人、全镇人都打开了。
And sometimes God puts in our path a person who will open the door to their whole community.
有时候神会在我们的生命当中放一两个人，这一两个人会把他们这个社区的门全部打开。
The question is, will we stop what we're doing and focus on that opportunity?
对，我们的问题是，我们是不是愿意停止我们所做的，来抓住这样一个机会？
Today, we look at the Muslim world.
今天，当我们来看穆斯林这个世界的时候，
and we can look at them like the Jews did to the Samaritans.
我们可以像犹太人看撒玛利亚人一样的看他们。
We have a history of being enemies.
我们在当中好像有历史上面是有是作为敌人。
We have some shared geography, some land.
我们在这个地理上面也分享了一些土地。
The holy lands are claimed by Jews, Christians, and Muslims.
这个圣地就是耶路撒冷，这个圣地是被基督教、伊斯兰教和、那个犹太教都称为是他们的。
And it's been a place of conflict.
这是一个充满了征战的一个地方。
We have some shared religious history as well.
我们跟他们也有一些分享的，就是信仰上、历史上的这个地方。
Muslims like Samaritans worship one God.
穆斯林就像撒玛利亚人一样，他们是敬拜唯一独一的真神。
But they have a different book.
但是他们有一个不同的书。
It's incomplete.
不完全的圣经。
And so they don't know, they don't have all the information about knowing God.
所以对他们来说，他们没有这全部的真理来教导他们关于认识神。
So they don't know they have to worship him in spirit and truth.
他们不知道要拜神的需要以信需要以心灵和诚实来拜神。
And sometimes because of our my own prejudice, I don't want to share with them.
有时候出于我自己个人的偏见，我不愿意跟他们来分享真理。
There's been violence.
我们当中也有一些就是说暴力。
We've lost friends killed in by Muslims.
我们因为穆斯林的缘故，我们也丧失了，我们失去我们的朋友。
But I'm supposed to love my enemies.
但是我应该是来，我被教导是来爱我的敌人。
But sometimes I'm like the disciples and I don't want to.
但是有时候就像这些门徒一样，我不愿意。
And so the thing that's holding back a harvest is me.
所以在很多的时候，使庄稼不能得收获的是我自己。
The challenge for me is to give up what I'm doing and join what God is doing.
在这当中最大的挑战是放下自己让我停止我所做的来参与到神所拯救的工作当中。
In the church today, we look at the Muslim world.
今天在教会当中，当我们来看穆斯林这个世界的时候，
and we think they're too hard, they're too resistant.
他们太难了，他们太顽固不化了。
They're violent. Somebody might get killed.
他们也太那个暴力了，我们当也他们很会杀人。
But we believe that God has an unexpected harvest there.
但是我们相信说，神在他们当中有一个非常没有被人所期待到的收获。
Because God has not forgotten them.
但因为神没有忘记他们。
That He loves them just as much as us.
他对他们的爱就像他对我们的爱一样。
And if he loves them, then there is a harvest.
如果神爱他们，那里就有一个收获。
It might be difficult to get there.
也许对我们来说，到那里去是比较困难的。
It may be hard to stay.
也许比较难在那里停留下来。
But we know that it is Jesus who will do the sowing and the reaping.
但是我们知道说，是神，是耶稣会来撒种，并且来浇灌。
Oh, sorry, sowing and the watering.
是耶稣在那里撒种并且来浇灌。
And sometimes we're there just the right time for the harvest.
所以就有一个会有一个很合适的时间来收获成熟的庄稼。
It's not that we can see the harvest now.
现在也许我们还看不见这个收获。
But sometimes when you show up, there is a harvest that's ready.
但是如果当我们在那里出现的时候，说不定就有收获的时间。
So in an unexpected place.
在一个非常觉得没有可能的地方。
So what we're going to talk about in Sunday school.
今天我们在我们的主日学当中。
Is tell you some real life examples.
告诉大家一些真正的一些就是生活上的经历。
Of unexpected harvest.
一些非常没有觉得可能实现没有期望的一个收获。
To the glory of God.
来把荣耀归给神。
Can I pray for us? Yeah. Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Our Father in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
Thank you for this day of worship.
谢谢你让我们今天来敬拜你。
Thank you that we can trust you to lead us.
谢谢你今天让我们知道说我们能够信任你来带领我们。
Even if it is a difficult place.
也许是一个困难的地方。
Even if it's a place we don't want to be.
也许是一个我们不想去的地方。
And that you will open the doors.
但是你会打开门。
And you may use one person.
你也许可以使用一个人。
To reach a whole village.
来进入到能够得到一个整个的一个村庄。
Help us to give up our agenda.
主啊求主你帮助让我们把我们自己手中的想法心意放下。
When we recognize you are at work.
当我们意识到是你在做工的时候
，so that we can harvest for your glory，
所以我们可以来为你的名把荣耀归给你，来收获庄稼。
I confess, Lord, that I don't always love Muslims。
主啊，我向你承认，我并不是每一天都爱穆斯林。
But you do, so I need to love them too。
但是我知道说你爱每一个穆斯林，所以我也要爱他们。
So if you have a harvest, Lord, show us。
主啊，如果你有要收获的庄稼，向我们显现。
Where it is and who we should talk to.
在哪里，我们应该向谁讲话
？For your glory.
把荣耀都归给你。
In Jesus' name.
耶稣基督的名。阿门。